You DJC, good morning. It's Roxanne and Ace, both parents. And my goodness, who hasn't had moments where they're like, wow, I need a strategy. I need to be able to tackle what to do to raise a child with integrity. That's what this new book is all about. It is from Karen Budzinski this morning. It's called How to Build Children with Integrity. And we're just diving right into the abyss, getting some tips on how to go about this.
You know, Karen, my mom used to always say, you know, when my friends would do stuff, and I go, well, so-and-so's doing it. And she would always use, you know, well, if they were jumping off a bridge, would you? But that is, to me, I feel like that's the foundational principle for all parenting.
It is. You want to teach your children to stand alone and to stand against the tide. I think sometimes, unintentionally, when our children are young, I think because a lot of focus on social media, what we look like, the selfies, you know, we start wanting our kid to be cool, so we teach them all the trendy things and we dress them real trendy. And then by the time they reach junior high, we realize, oh no, we didn't want to get them used to fitting in. We wanted them to get used to being a little bit different. It's okay. But I think some of those things happen so unintentionally that I want to wake parents up to see the end result of the things that we so innocently do when they're young that we wish that we could go back and change when they get a little bit older.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about this whole culture, the anti-Christian culture. It doesn't appear that we're cool. And kids really want to be cool, and they really want to fit in. What do we do with a culture that seems to be so against Christianity?
Well, you define cool in a different way. So you have to teach them, just like for us, I believe one of the most important things that we need to do is define what success means to us so that we know we're successful when we hit it. But I think for children, you have to define what cool is. You have to define, okay, what is cool? A cool friend is someone who's going to make you better. You're a cool friend when you make someone better, when someone's life is better because you're in it. You know, you have to teach them opportunities. It's cool when you can deny yourself to think of someone else, when you can give up a free day to do something for someone else. So by redefining what cool is, by giving them things that they feel secure about as you develop their gifts and talents, it makes them more secure. And then by acknowledging other people's cool, too. I know sometimes my kids would come home and say, so-and-so thinks they're so cool. And I said, yeah, they are cool. And that doesn't affect your cool. We can all be cool. We are all gifted in different ways. So I think just by some redefinition and some good strategies, you can help them to not fit into what society thinks is cool, but to bring their own definition of cool to the table.
Talking this morning with Karen Budzinski, who is the author of How to Build Children with Integrity. More coming up with 93.7 WDJC.